We're going to go out to California to Ina Jaffe, who is in Southern California on her way to the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley. Ina, the funeral ceremonies, as I understand, will start and end at the library. Is that correct?
Yes, they will. After he is at, he will be brought to the library for a day, and then he will go to the Washington, D.C. and lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. The service will be at the National Cathedral, and then his remains will be returned to Southern California, and he will be buried on the grounds of the library in Simi Valley.
Tell us about that library, what it looks like. Is it accessible to the public? Do people visit?
Oh, it's accessible to the public, and it's his final resting place is intended to be accessible to the public. It's in a grassy area out in back of the museum, not very far from where they have a slab of the Berlin Wall. And there is a space for President Reagan to be buried and someday for Mrs. Reagan to be buried alongside him. And they have built a sort of walkway, a path that goes around the area, assuming that admirers of President Reagan will want to come there and file past his final resting place and pay their respects.
I understand Governor Schwarzenegger has made a statement about the death of President Reagan, another former actor turned politician. What did he say?
He did say he was deeply saddened by the passing of President Reagan. He called him a great American patriot. He said, "I did not just admire him. I was fortunate enough to know him. He was a hero to me." And he spoke about President Reagan referring to America as a shining city on the hill and said that he renewed the promise of America.
Ina, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Linda.
NPR's Ina Jaffe reporting from Southern California.